Everton under-21s 1, Sunderland under-21s 0 at half-time here at Goodison Park for the under-21 Premier League fixture so far. So the team that haven't picked up a win yet so far in this campaign are on the verge of picking up their first 3 points of the season, as they, of course, are in 10th place at the moment, while Sunderland, who have only lost one game in 17, it could be 2-18 at this rate, but the goal that separated the two sides, it was within the first 4 minutes, and it was the Andrew Rodriguez who had the ball given to him into the penalty area of Sunderland on the right-hand side. He used his right boot to put the ball low, bottom of the left corner of Sunderland's goal, and of course Vito Mannone, who of course is a goalkeeper we have heard of before at Sunderland, conceding the goal. But that's the only goal that he's conceded. But throughout the first half, there's been great chances from Sunderland, including Duncan Watmore, the number nine, who we've, if when you listen to our highlights commentary later on Let's Talk Sports YouTube channel, we've been, at least me anyway, saying how good he's been. And he had that great chance at the end after a big slip-up by Matthew Pinnington, the defender of Everton, letting the ball go away in a dangerous area. Then Watmore brought it into the penalty area. Then he chipped the ball over Joel. And for a moment, we thought it was on target and found the equaliser. But instead, it just went past the left post. And Harry Wright, who, of course, doing our social media tonight on Let's Talk Sport, it's been a bit of a nightmare for you, because apparently Twitter's gone down, so you've had to switch to Facebook.
Yeah, I've been trying to do the social media, but yeah, like you said, Twitter went down about halfway through that half, so I'm a bit useless here. I may as well go home.
Well, at least you're staying put with us and not getting the early train, and happy to watch the first half at least.
Well, I don't think I want to go out in that weather anyway. I mean, look at it, it's absolutely pouring down.
It is. For at least midway in the first half here at Goodison, it has been chugging down. Before the match as well, it was just drenched, the whole pitch was, and it stopped before the kickoff. And Harry, do you feel like this could be the effect? Because we've seen a lot of players slipping up as well when in possession, and we don't normally see that.
Yeah, I have seen quite a few players slipping and sliding. I mean, it makes it a bit more interesting, but it just means that sort of more possession-based football on the ground just doesn't work, because, you know, you're slipping all over the place, the ball's slipping all over the place. You're better off long balls into the box in this sort of conditions, unfortunately.
Well, in all fairness, that sounds like a good tactic, you know. As you say, long ball in, goalkeeper could easily slip, and especially Joel, the Everton man in goal, he's had to show a bit of not the best of grips, you could say, because it has slipped out of his hands, and he's had to put his body on the line to stop the goal.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few like close chances at both ends. I mean, like you said before, that Duncan Watmore's shot again. How I think half the ground thought that had gone in. I think most people were just looking at the centre circle, but somehow it just rolled wide. And unfortunately, it didn't go well for him. But I wouldn't put it past him to score one this evening. I think he possibly could do it. He's been looking threatening all evening, to be honest. I think he might.
I mean, for the second half, if you were the Sunderland manager, who of course is Robbie Stockdale, what would you tell your team at halftime? Would you say keep it up, or you've really got to get that killer instinct in, you know? Or if you carry on wasting these chances, it's going to be your second defeat in 18 games.
Well, yeah, I think probably a bit from column A, a bit from column B. Like, keep doing what you're doing, but do it a little better, because you've got to take the chance. They've looked all right everywhere. You know, they've not looked significantly better or worse than Everton, but they have got to be better when it comes to finishing.
Of course, Harry Wright is going to switch to Facebook for now while Twitter is somehow shut down. Why do I worry it was you who did that? that one of the biggest social media pages in the world has been shut down by Harry Wright. I do feel sorry for saying that. I'm sorry, Harry. But I'll just quickly get thoughts off Jack Price as well, of course. Jack, we were talking about the Premier League stars that are here tonight. You know, for Sunderland, Wes Brown, the defender who has played for Manchester United in the past, won everything there. And Harry's...
Twitter's just
all
come back.
Very
on,
happy.
Is it?
Twitter,
is it?
It's, no, it's not back. It still says the word Solfig is technically
the joy
wrong.
Joy in his face there.
But anyway, going back to what I was saying, you know, Wes Brown in defence, and of course with Everton we have Dan Gibson, who of course played for United as well, and Leon Osman. You know, how do you think they've all done tonight? Can you see the difference between them and the youth players with the quality?
But I think all of them are coming back from injury, so there's going to be a bit of. Couldn't be a bit of touch, you know, they've got to get warmed back up from the, they're injured, so pre-season, you know, they've obviously not got any games for the first team, so it's, you know, it's probably more difficult for them, because, you know, these under-21s, they've been fit throughout, so They're just getting back, and hopefully Roberto Martinez will be looking on, hoping they'll be back in his first team, because that's just what he'll need. But I think for Joe Williams, who's captain tonight, I mean, how good must it be to know that you're captain in a side with Darren Gibson in and Leon Osman in the midfield with you? I mean, you know, we saw in the first half that both Leon Osman and Darren Gibson were just controlling that midfield. Darren Gibson, I said in the commentary, was passing like Iniesta. I mean, he was picking the passes out from left to right. You know, that was a great performance by Darren Gibson. If he can keep it up, who knows? He might be the one that feeds a goal for Rodriguez again or somebody else. I mean, Conor Grant's had a few chances in that first half. Both keepers were tested. Like we said, Wes Brown on the opposition side for Sunderland, he's had a few chances from the corner spot, should I say. And your man that we were talking about, Duncan Watmore, best chance of the game so far. I know Rodriguez has scored, but for one that hasn't gone in, it's got to be Duncan Watmore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that'll be a nightmare for him tonight, won't it? If he doesn't score, that's going to be one that he'll be ruined that he didn't score. We were talking about in commentary, we thought that Pennington had taken it up the field, but we look and Watmore had it, and then we thought it was a goal. And how he hasn't scored that, we have no idea.
Well, it's of course, if he gets that goal though in the second half, you'd hope he would forget what happened in the first half, and of course get that goal that Sunderland should really have already in this match after half time. But what can we expect in the second half, do you think, Jack?
Well, I mean, if this rain continues, they're going to be slipping and sliding a lot more. It's absolutely chucking it down, probably more than it was in the whole of the first half. But like you said, if Watmore gets the goal, he's going to completely forget about what he did in the first half. If he doesn't, then who knows? That miss might go on into the next match.
Yeah.
He might keep thinking about it every time he comes on goal.
Certainly would be a haunting memory when trying to break through into the first team of a Premier League club. But
yeah.
Of course, this was the half-time report on the Let's Talk Sport on Audio Boom. Of course, you are, of course, listening to myself, Jamie Davis, and Jack Price and Harry Wright, of course. And,
he's trying. Harry Wright is trying
to get
into
Twitter. At the latest is he isn't. So if you're listening to this, be sure to listen to our full-time podcast after the match and quickly get our thoughts from us free again. And who knows who's going to pick up the 3 points, or will it be a draw at the end in this absolute wet Goodison Park that we are seeing this Monday evening. So be sure to follow Let's Talk Sport on Facebook, which is /Let's Talk Sport, as Harry will, I would imagine, will carry on with his match updates there while he's eating.
You can on Twitter if you want, but
you
may
won't
not
find
get anything.
It. Yeah, you may not get anything as while Harry's chomping on a sandwich, you could say. But anyway, we'll of course have commentary highlights from the second half as well on Let's Talk Sport website later on this week. So be sure to join us on the full-time podcast in over just 50 minutes' time.